1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
It's time for your tone fap.
Wait.
No.
Jeff. What? That's what we're calling them now,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
You don't like it? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That second one.
Yeah. I thought the tone part made it nicer.
I think it's pretty nice. And today, how many times have we heard ridiculous customer service complaints?
Millions.
Yeah, a lot.
Too many.
So we thought, what if we called someone and gave them the best customer service they've ever had?
Okay.
In fact,
it'd
be
idea.
So good and so helpful, it's on the brink of being obnoxious.
Okay.
And the only way I can do that is with the help of one man's wife who's watching his phone as he orders lunch from a local restaurant.
What?
You're going to hear it in your brand new phone tab right now.
It's another phone tab.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, this is Randall calling from Mexican Grill. Is this Tyler?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tyler. I see you made an online order through our app a couple minutes ago for pickup at 2:30 p.m. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Awesome. The reason I'm calling is because I just wanted to let you know we're making your order right now.
Okay.
All right, just keeping you in the loop.
Okay. Well, it's still going to be ready at 2:30, right?
Pretty sure it will be.
Pretty sure?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Okay.
Count on me.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Randall.
Randall? Well, thank you, Randall. I'll see you guys at 2:30.
Awesome. Yes. Have a good one, and have a happy jalapeno day.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, this is Randall again from
What's going on?
I have an update on your online order.
Okay, you know, I have the app here on my phone. I already pretty much know what's going on.
Well, I know, I understand that, but our location's had a couple of complaints from customers about the app not showing the correct information and stuff, so management's really putting an emphasis on customer service.
Okay, I appreciate that, but...
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, the update is your burrito's still in the prep stage.
Okay,
but we're excited to do it.
That's the same thing you told me last time, so it's not really an update. You're just repeating what you told me the last time you called.
That is what the status is right now. I just want to make sure you're up to the minute.
Well, you don't need...
I want you to know exactly what's happening with your burrito every
single day. I appreciate that, Randall, but if the status doesn't change, you don't need to call me.
Well, just in case anything changes, just make sure to answer your phone and have a happy jalapeno day.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler.
What is it, Randall?
I know that you said not to call, but...
Are you okay? It sounds like you're out of breath.
Well, it's because I ran to the phone, because I realized last time I didn't tell you to have a happy jalapeno day. But I remembered.
No, Randall, you said it to me. You did not forget it.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just... It's crazy around here. You know, a lot of food to make.
I understand that, Randall, but these calls are becoming annoying.
Okay, well,
okay.
By the way, we are still prepping your order. Okay? Still in progress.
So I don't need to hear from you. You don't need to call me again. I've got the app. That's what the app was made for.
And that's if the app is correct, because it's not always correct.
I'll take my chances with the app.
All right.
I'm just going to show up at 2:30 and collect my burrito.
It's going to be tight, but if anything changes, just be next to your phone, okay? And make sure to have a happy jalapeno day. I got to go.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler, it's Randall again.
What is it now, Randall?
I'm so sorry. The team was finishing up the prep stage, and then Pam noticed that you ordered black beans in your burrito. But we ran out.
Okay, so what? You don't have any. I don't need beans.
Well, no, we do. We have some. There is more in the back. But I just wanted to let you know your order is going to be ready a little later than the expected time. I am so sorry, man.
How much later is it going to be?
I did the math, and it looks like 30 seconds more than the expected time.
Okay.
So instead of 2:30, could be looking at 2:31 here.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
I apologize.
I don't need to know all these updates.
I know. I feel really horrible about this. I just hope it doesn't ruin your chances of having a happy jalapeno day.
Well, you know what? It is, because I am really annoyed.
That was not my intention. I just wanted to make your burrito on time and let you know that this is a prank call. I am so sorry.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my name's actually Jeff. I work on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and your girlfriend set you up for a phone tap.
My girlfriend Stephanie did this?
She was texting us because she was looking at the app on your phone and giving us updates on your order, so we wanted to be in sync.
Stephanie, you're busted!
No, I promise, your burrito's still going to be ready on time. We just have to find more tortillas.
What does that mean, an extra 15 seconds?
An extra 17, but we're still going to have it ready on time.
Well, thank you for the update.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.